being the biggest town in Arkansas, it's about, what, 100,000?
Oh, it's something over 100,000, and of course...
Growing all the time, too.
I don't really know exactly how big Little Rock is, but with North Little Rock...
Mama, put your coat on, I can't see.
It's all there right in one, you might say, and North Little Rock is 70 or 80, between 70 and 75 there. So it's around...
Oh, I see.
A couple of 100,000 there.
Yeah, that's pretty big. Well, the town that I'm from is about 80,000. I always figured it was a small town. So.
What, 80,000? That's a pretty good sized town.
I went up to Atlanta, and it's only about the 10th largest town in Georgia. I went up to Atlanta, and that town's about...
Yeah, well, Atlanta's what, a couple of million, isn't it?
About 2 million in the metropolitan area.
Yeah.
Are you from Georgia or Mississippi?
I'm from Georgia, yes.
Oh, well, what if I was Mississippi?
No,
that's sad, though. It's just,
that's
good.
Yeah. I tell you, the one that has the most accent anybody I've ever heard of boys from South Carolina. They got more accent than South Carolina.
You ever been to that port on the South Carolina?
I was with some boys in the service from South Carolina. I'm telling you, I never heard such accents as they have.
Yes.
Do you know it's much different than the accents around in the different sections of the South?
No, especially here in Arkansas, I hadn't seen much difference at all.
Than from in Georgia?
No, folks don't speak any different at all. Maybe they might have different words for things, that's all, but about is that all I think of.
What else now might be able to help you about?
Well, I was going to ask you some first of all, I'd like to get started talking with you about sort of things that folks wore back in the old days. Your father ran a men's store. I figured you'd know a little about what came in and what went out of style.
I tell you, I don't know.
I knew a friend of mine who was a circuit judge here in Pine Bluff, and he always wore one of those collars, those starched collars, mm-hmm. buttoned on.
Well, my dad used to wear those. The shirt was just a. I don't know whether. Well, you ever even seen one? It was just a little thing around here that went around the neck and it buttoned here. I think it buttoned with a. Collar button, what they call a collar button, and then you put another little button in the back here somewhere, and you'd hook the collar on. And the collar wasn't made onto the shirt; the collar was completely separate.
Yeah, you have seen those,
huh? Oh, yes.
When they in the full dress stuff and something, they have some of that, but they're not in the regular shirts and all. I mean, anymore.
Yeah. We used to wear a three-piece when you go to Sunday school or something like that. You'd wear a three-piece.
You mean a suit with a pair of pants and a coat or a vest or something? Of course, their vests have come back in again, but they used to wear a vest when I was younger. Why, all the suits practically had vests.
Save your old clothes, huh?
Yeah, they'll come back. Well, they really do. It's kind of go where they go in a cycle and. Like the ties are wide now.
Yeah,
well,
what he was wearing in 1917.
Was that in that little car thing?
Lord Fauntleroy suit there.
And he had, Buster Brown haircut too.
What would you wear around the farm when you were younger?
Oh, I don't know. You just wear. Part time, I just wear khaki pants and a shirt or something like that. And when I was really farming, of course, now see, I farmed before I went in the post.